The passage that we have read from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 3, verse 16 to verse 28, it shows clearly the tragedy that the church is in the middle of. Yes, we have the Holy Spirit, and we are filled with the Holy Spirit, and we have God the Father, and we have God the Son on the right hand of God the Father interceding for us. But there is a tragedy the church should stand and face it. The story that has been written, that we have read, about the two prostitutes that had been brought to King Solomon to judge who is the mother of the child. God gave Solomon wisdom and he found out the mother. But the sin of the prostitution that was taking place inside the kingdom of God, the sin of the prostitution that was taking place and accepted inside the kingdom of God, was no measure taken against it to eradicate it from the midst of God's people. God had done his part, but the church of God today is not doing their part well. We are delighting in the wisdom of God, we are delighting in the provision of God, but we are not fearing the Lord. I will read again. Then came there two men that were harlots. You know, some of the Bibles had not mentioned the word harlot. They already swallow the bait of devil. And to the king and stood before him, and verse 17, and the one woman said, "O my lord, I and this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house." What kind of a house? What is the neighbor? Who is the owner? Tragedy. A really tragedy. If you look at it, harlot, two prostitutes in one house inside the kingdom of God. And it came to pass the third day after I was delivered that this woman was delivered also. There are midwives interfere or no? Everyone is conniving. That this woman was delivered also, and we were together. There was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. And this woman child died in the night because she overlaid it. And she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me. Listen here. A child died. Curse or no? Where the church here? Typhoon had hit churches. Where is the sin there? Typhoon will not come. Hurricane will not come. Calamity will not come. Death will not come if there is no sin in the midst of the church. And verse 20, and she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me. They are criminals. Criminals already. Prostitution, stealing, telling lies. Believers. While thine handmaid slept and laid it in her bosom and laid her dead child in my bosom. Cold blood they are. And when I arose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son, which I did bear. And the other woman said, "Nay, but the living is my son, and the dead is thy son." And they said, "No, but the dead is thy son, and the living is my son. Thus they speak before the king. Then said the king, the one said, this is my son that liveth, and thy son is the dead. And the other said, nay, but thy son is the dead, and my son is the living. And the king said, bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king, and the king said, divide the living child in two, and give half to the woman, to the one, and half to the other. Then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king, for he bowed, for her bowels yearned upon her son, and she said, O my lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it. Then the king answered and said, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. And they say, oh Israel, hear about it. Yeah? Hear about it, hear the judgment which the king had made, had judged, and they feared the king. But did not mention that no one was grieving for such kind of story inside the kingdom of God. Is it not grieving? Two prostitutes, death, stealing, lie, inside in one house, and that is under the umbrella of the church, under the umbrella of the kingdom of God, under the blessing of the king and the body. You know, the kingdom of God, that is minimum 3-4 million, minimum. The body of a priest would deliver minimum 50,000 people, all of them zip mouth when they hear about the prostitution, as if something, we adjust for it, we like it, there's no problem, they can stay inside with us. Warn to us, not only those who do sin like that was unto them, even we who does not do it, even we who don't do it, even we who hate it, but if we will not stand and fight against such sin, we'll be condemned like them. If the church will not do its work, if the church will not deal with sin as God ordained it, then what for we are here on earth? We enjoy the blessing, and we will enjoy the prayer, and the answer of prayer, and the testimony, but sin and devil is roaming around, take full control of the situations. Even the church today, the same situation. Prostitution goes on, I tell you, frankly speaking. The phenomena, it starts with the phenomena of dating and courting. You go to the roots of it. You don't find such thing in the scriptures. You go to the practice of it. You don't find it in the people of God. It was a practice in the world, and that phenomena was creep inside the church, and the church adopted and start the boyfriend and the girlfriends, boy and girl start to intermingle together, and we forget the basic teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 5 verse 28, when the Lord say, Matthew 5:28, but I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. So here Jesus spoke about not that they will be together or they will touch one another or sleep, but he said that if they will look lustfully. Which church now is observing this? Which parents now are conscious that their daughter or their boy will not look? And you know what Jesus said, if your eyes sin, you black it out. up to this instruction and authority has given us. And we are careless about the sin of adultery, fornication and prostitution. With the coming of the media, with the technology, with the internet, the boys and the girls and the youth were more exposed to it. And the parents and the church today know about it. No one is doing anything to really fight against such phenomena. All are surrendering, getting their white cloth to the devil. You go ahead. We cannot do anything about it. No! That is what not God expects from us today. The same. When you read with the understanding the story of King Solomon, king and all the big army he has, vast number of people, and he saw prostitution, he did not do anything about it. What I will do, all of them, they are doing the same. That is what the real situation. Why he kept it quiet? Why he kept it quiet? Because it's already infiltrating. But still, if we want and we are willing, God will make a way for revival. I don't follow the lies of devil. I don't follow my understanding. I don't follow people. I don't look on people. I look on what God say and what His commands say, and I will follow. Even what I say contradict what the word of God say, still I believe the word of God, and I don't believe what I see or what I hear. Churches nowadays, they'll be quick. If a lady pregnant, they will at once arrange the wedding. But they have no initiative to make measures to not allow boy and girls to be together. What Jesus spoke in Matthew 5, speak about lust. He said he already committed adultery in her heart. But out of this relationship and intermingling between boy and girls, you know, I believe that you are here, parents, and experience in life, you have more story than what I am speaking now. That story that you know, that is just confirmed to the message. God wants you to take a stand and do His way. You know, when I am hearing stories, I am more adamant to obey the word of God. I am more adamant to be even an odd person to the world around me. I don't believe God will bless me if I will compromise. Amen? Do you believe God will bless you if you will compromise? No. Not at all. You may enjoy the blessing in this life, but you will not have eternity. There are scriptures will condemn us before God if we compromise. There are vile things taking place. Out of this relation, children will be born. It is adultery, it is prostitution. More than this words, if the father and mother will not get married, and one of them or both of them decided to look for another partner, they will have another family. And that is unlawful marriage, because they already have a child from a previous relationship. Even I say, if there's no paper documents, that before God is a marriage. And when the second marriage takes place, after the first relationship that comes out of it, a baby, a child, that second marriage is adultery, and that will endorse the immorality. Yeah? It will endorse it to the next generation. If the church swallow this bait, 100%. What we bond on earth will be bond in heaven. If we bond adultery on earth, in the heavenlies, with the angels of demons, will take over of our children in the next life. That's what the Lord said to Peter. Whatever you bond on earth will be bond in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth, whatever you allow, it will be also losing heaven. But God's word will not be changed, will be judged. According to the word that Jesus spoke. So, we need to take away from our midst dating and courting, boyfriend and girlfriends, intermingling between boy and girls, living relationship. A mother or a father who have a child, whatever there is, marriage or no marriage, he is unlawful to marry another woman or a woman to marry another man if the father of his child or the mother of his child is still alive. When we go through the scriptures, after we read 1 Kings chapter 3, we move forward. You get the point here? The body of the priests and the Levites, 50,000 people, with all the authority that had been given by God, they swallow it. If you read chapter 7, 1 Kings chapter 7, and verse 8, speaking here about the houses that King Solomon built. You know, some people, they explain that the intention of the writer, when you interpret the Bible, explain it, what's the intention of the writer? Like in chapter 3, his intention speak about wisdom. So your explanation is not correct, because the writer wants to speak about the wisdom, you are speaking about another sin. This is the word of God. You go to the writing of Paul and see how he got the scriptures. Now, 1 Kings chapter 7 speak about the houses of Solomon, what he built. And verse 8, he say, and his house where he dwell had another court within the porch, which was of the like work. Solomon made also an house for Pharaoh's daughter, whom he had taken to wife, like unto this porch. So he gives another information here. Pharaoh married Solomon married Pharaoh's daughter. The Levites and the priests, where are they? She's a believer? But I say, if they had swallowed the prostitution, they cannot swallow this. This is unlawful marriage. Does Solomon know about it? Unlawful? Does Solomon know about it? Is a defilement? Why no one has spoke about it? Why no one speak to him? You know, this is where the sequence that we learn. When we accept dating and courting, and when we accept boyfriend and girlfriends, will come in front of us marriages that we need to officiate, we know they are unlawful or no. If you will say no, you are a bad person. People will fight. You are old. History repeats itself. But the word of God teaches us. My point here, when we accept prostitution and adultery in the way I describe it now, then what is the next step? Unlawful, ungodly marriages. Whether you like it or not. What you saw, you reap. And why he do it? Out of greed to expand the kingdom to get to far. And this is where the greediness of the church, the greediness of the church of God, the greediness of the pastors. He expands through marriage. And destruction comes. This Solomon, it is wrong, defilement. He know it, Let's read the scriptures. The scriptures teach us why we should be careful not to approve such wrong things. 2 Chronicles chapter 8. It happened, yes, it happened. I have seen it in my eyes. I am fighting against it long years now. Second Chronicles chapter 8 and verse 11. His paradox there. Her father rich. He's engineer. He's finished this college. Promotion are things of devil. Why? Not enough for us the kingdom of God? Huh? You delight in foreign his daughter? Second Chronicles chapter 8 and verse 11. And Solomon brought up the daughter of Pharaoh out of the city of David and to the house that he had built for her. For he said, my wife shall not dwell in the house of David, king of Israel, because the places are holy where unto the ark of the Lord hath come. So he knows his wife is defilement. He knows it will bring defilement. He knows that it's contradictory. You know, when we approve sin, we also fall into foolishness to do more wrong. Out of greed, out of worldliness. You know, some people, they cannot repent because already they are doing worse things. But it's not too late. It's still early to renounce all these sins. You cannot value these things more than the kingdom of God. And if we go further in the life of King Solomon, and we read 1 Kings chapter 11, what King Solomon did further. I read from verse 1 to verse 9. But King Solomon loved many strange women together with the daughter of Pharaoh. So most likely the daughter of Pharaoh was the most likely the first. Have you get the point here? What a tragedy. You must read the word of God, understand, go deep. Women of Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites. He want to expand using such a way, wrong way. Of the nations concerning which the Lord saith unto the children of Israel, you shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you. For surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon claimed unto these in love. Such lawful, unlawful marriages will bring another story, wrong story in the church, idol worship. When we allow prostitution, when we tolerate it, dating and courting, and meeting the boy and the girl, give them the freedom, yeah, they have to know each other. I did not find it in the Bible. When we allow immorality, prostitution, second sin is unlawful marriages. Automatic will come. When we allow unlawful marriages, the third sin will come is idol worship. Because all these ladies, they brought their gods with them, their worldliness, inside the church. We will read and I will explain to you what is the worldliness we receive. Of the nations, verse 3, and he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart toward their idols. And you see now where the chairs idols now. For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. Now that is the idol worship was brought inside the church. Prostitution, unlawful marriages, stage 3, idol worship become, you know, something acceptable. Something approved, acceptable, tolerated, part of the culture of the church. Woe unto us. You know, in the book of Revelation, no vile things will enter. And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not fully after the Lord, as David his father. Then did Solomon build an high place for Chemosh. Start to build for it temple worship for Chemosh now. Idols. The abomination of Moab in the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for Molech the abomination of children of Ammon, and likewise did he for all his strange wives which burn incense and sacrifice unto their gods. And the Lord was angry with Solomon because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods, but he kept not that which the Lord commanded. So here, idol worship started. Let's come now to the church today. We have immoralities. We have it or no? We have. Are we fighting against it? We are fighting, but we are old now. But we have to. Do we have unlawful marriages? Yes, we have. Do we have other? We are fighting against it now? Yes, and we will continue. Do we have idols? Yes. And I will go through it. Christmas celebration. Idol number one, Christianized by the Catholic Church. Taken from the heathen, the day of their celebration on December, the Catholic Church took it. So like Solomon, get far a daughter, get the daughter of that king of from Zidon, from Moab, from Ammon, so that they will expand, they will invite him inside the church with the Santa Claus, with the Christmas tree, with all the decoration. All decoration has stories coming from the world, not from the Word of God. 2-3 weeks holiday, laziness, banqueting, exchanging gifts, wasting, all from the world. I did not see it in the Bible. The second idols that the church embracing, birthday celebration and wedding anniversary celebrations. All about human. The early church did not do that. From where we got it? From the world. When they come to the church, they brought this, and the church, we want to love them. But that is not the love, that is the hatred of from devil. Father days and mother days, from where we get it? The apostles were celebrating that. From where? From the world. And there's also pastor month and pastor day. I did not find it in the Bible. More, Valentine's Day. And some they are writing testimony, they met their partner on Valentine's Day. Why? The Holy Spirit cannot work other days. Yes. Documented testimony from church leaders. I don't speak from my pocket. I am grieving. We are in a tragedy. Halloween, fully demonic. They got harvest. Same demons. Pumpkin, they will make out of the pumpkin face of witch. And they will say, Jesus, they like the celebration. He came so that the work of devil will stop, not to continue. All sin days, worshipping dead people. In every culture, there is idol that is brought into the church. Friend Day. Have you heard first gear celebration? Have you heard about it? When I went to Sri Lanka last time, I heard about it. What is the celebration? The girl, when she will have her first period, they will celebrate. And they want to bring food to the church also. Idol worship. And I think in other country, when she is 18 years old, the girl, they will make a birthday celebration so that she is eligible for a boyfriend. See here, you know, promoting immorality inside the body of Christ. Woe unto us if you will not pray. If you will not repent of that. You want to vomit? I won't really. Hear all this painful, grieving events that the church is passing through. We forget the teaching of the Lord. We forget the advice and the instruction of the apostles. In Acts chapter 15, the apostles instruct us. We are the Gentiles, amen? They said, the instruction that the apostles sent to the Gentiles that pertain for us today, we are the Gentiles, we are not the Jewish. And this is the instruction that was sent to us. What is the instruction? Verse 29. That ye abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which if ye keep yourselves, you shall do well, far ye well. Full sacrifice for idols. All these occasions and days that the church celebrating and bringing food and celebrate and spend money and time and effort on it, are they full sacrifice for idols or no? They are. It is full sacrifice for idols. How about the fornication that's going on? Are we breaking the instruction of the apostle to us or no? Yes. The church today is breaking that. It's exactly like the time of Solomon. Prostitute brought to him. And he did not do anything about it. After that, unlawful marriage, after that, idol worship and deterioration more into the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Now you understand what is your battle now? Not that which college my daughter will go, which man will marry, you know, which car I will buy. Have you get the point here? We have a battle, a real battle against prostitution, against idol worship, against unlawful marriages. I repeat again, when devil introduced one sin, he will keep that sin introduced until the church accept, tolerate, and become insensitive to it. When that done, another sin will come in. At the beginning of the, when you introduce one sin, at the beginning there will be some resistance, yeah, but finally, you know, when the people accept it, it will be also generalized and also become insensitive and tolerated. Devil will introduce the third sin. And when the third sin tolerated, the fortune. And that's why the church today is facing about the issue of transgender marriage and homosexual marriage. You want to remove it? If you say yes, you get rid of the adultery, you get rid of the idols, you get rid of the boyfriend and girlfriend and all these celebrations. Before you can say to the devil, take your homosexual and transgender marriage out of the church. He has foundations. And we get the point, we have to demolish it. If this old foundation of devil that he had introduced over years and ages, if the church today will not demolish it by the Word of God, by the Holy Spirit, by willingness to go through suffering, through the narrow way, we cannot resist the devil. You want to make it to heaven? That is the task now. Evangelism should start from inside the church of God. I need to evangelize. From the leadership down, they have big calendars of dates. We have forgotten the instruction of Apostle Paul. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And verse 5 to 9. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Neither be idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents. And verse 14, see, I love this verse very much. And verse 15, as if he is speaking to the church today. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. Is this fit for the church today? It's very fit. Flee from idolatry. Speak as to wise men. Judge ye what I say. Speak as to speak with the wise people. Do we admire the wisdom of King Solomon to find the mother? Paul, you say, I admire you if you recognize the idol worship and the prostitution and adultery in the middle of you and take it out. That's the wisdom. That's the church today. And verse 19. What say I then, that the idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God, and I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. You go back to all these idols that I mentioned. If the church will continue to do that and will accept more idols, because if you will continue, you have to accept others. You will end up that there are 365 days. I prophesy and I say if the church will continue, the days are not enough. You know, he said in the book of Jeremiah, you have lacked the number of your city, you have idols. It will come that lack the number of the years, we will have idols to celebrate every day. We need to repent. We need to stop that. So that we will be free from one sin, so we can go ahead to combat the other side. That's then. God's willing, next Friday we'll continue the series. The series is Do God's Will Toward the Tragedy of Today's Church. Commit yourself. Not only that, you are not doing it. You have to stand and fight with the Lord against it. God, thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, from the depth of my heart for your word and all the workers of God. Lord, that you have, Lord, and all the workers of God that had committed their lives, oh Lord, to Lord, who have committed their life to serve you wholeheartedly. So Lord, we thank and we praise you, O God. And Lord, I trust you, O God, even going through the narrow way, going through hardship will not make life hard, but will make it easier for us. Because we know that when we obey, you are with us. When we fight the good fight, you will bless the church, O God. You will bless your people. O God, you don't delight in worldly wisdom, but in heavenly wisdom, O God. You have given us a perfect wisdom from your word, O God, to shun evil and to follow the truth. O God, I pray for strength upon all the workers, upon all those who have committed their life, the women, the men, the boys and the girls, the families who are really willing to fight the good fight. Lord, bless them. Protect them, O God. Provide their needs. Give them joy and gladness to continue, Lord, to save you. O God, we magnify your name. O God, bless us. Enlarge your territory, God. Let your hand with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.